When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Quick screen outside to Debo. Get your hands on Kittle.
Purdy throws downfield. And he's intercepted! Picked off! Coho has it! All set up because of the pressure by Calais Campbell. Campbell forced the bad throw, and Kader Coho has the takeaway.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that's from CBS, and I have no issue if you want to get mad and point at Brock on that play. I do like the way that that was announced. Campbell forced a bad throw. He got hit as he was throwing, so doesn't mean that it's not his responsibility. It also doesn't mean that it's like any other garden variety interception. It wasn't just some sort of a bad read and horrific delivery. He got popped right as he was throwing the football.
Yeah, to a guy who wasn't really open, and you had two guys underneath who were open, and this, to me, is a bigger issue about what Brock Purdy is doing under duress. And I know it all happens very fast, and your pass protection has not been great, so I see a quarterback who's trying too hard to make big plays when big plays don't need to be made. It just was under the two-minute warning, and you're at midfield, and you have all three timeouts, so this is not a desperation time where you have to make a throw, you have to make a play. It's first and 10 at the 47 with three timeouts. So it's okay to live to fight another day. And I've seen a quarterback over the last 6 weeks or so trying to do too much.
Okay. And that's, yeah, that's, I think that's a fair assessment. And definitely want to get to what you're pitching with regard to the remainder of the season for the Niners. I also think a lot of people want to have this conversation, and we're here for it. Let's have it. Let's be real with each other and have it. And the question is, and Marty, you're going to be first up because I know you already want to talk about this, but if you guys all want to talk about Brock Purdy and what to do, let's do it. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? 888-957-9570. And I'm going to hold what I want to say about that until after you get out what you'd like to say about the 49ers scoring no points for the remainder of the season, or whatever it is you're pitching.
Well, they tie into exactly what you're saying, because what do you want to do with Brock Purdy? You want to sign him, and you want to sign him, and you want to keep him. And if you want to sign him and you want to keep him, then you want to surround him with the best possible team that you can. And that, for me, means draft capital in many ways. And so the more you lose, the better your draft position will be. Right now, you have the 11th worst record in the NFL, which is not good. You don't want to be in that spot, but that's where you are. And if you look at all the other teams around you, there are five teams with 7 wins and 3 teams with 8 wins. You don't need to, and in my opinion, you don't want to win any more games and possibly jump these teams. Right now, you're picking 11th in the NFL draft, and you're also picking 43rd, and you'd be picking 75th, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For me, right now, where you are, it's a lost season. So continue to lose games. Winning games does you no good. I don't think it does Brock Purdy necessarily any good. Brock's already shown you that he can win games that actually matter. And so for me, losing is actually winning. So go out there, and I'm not saying you don't play Brock Purdy at all.
Okay, so what are you saying? Like, you execute that how?
I would say for this week, you're going to play Brock Purdy.
Okay.
And then after that, you're not going to play Brock Purdy.
You might be right.
In the finale.
You might be right. And the last week is different than the second to the last week when it comes to stuff like that. You see teams do that sometimes, depending on what's going on in the last week. I'd say you almost never see it with 2 weeks to go. And to your point, the Lions, if they're the Lions, if they look like the Lions, they're going to kick the Niners' butt no matter who the hell's playing.
Spread's 3.5.
What's that? Yeah.
Spread's 3.5.
They're a much better football team than the 49ers.
Of course they are. I mean, almost every team is a much better football team than the 49ers.
I don't know if I'd say that, but anyway, go ahead.
I mean, they haven't been able to beat some of these teams that aren't very good, and so
that's fair.
That's where you are. And for me, stop playing Dre Greenlaw. Please, can we stop playing Dre Greenlaw?
Well, Kyle Shanahan
will speak today about the severity of the injury and all the rest of it. And so part of this idea is not really tanking because you're already basically tanking. You're playing a running back who is not very good. Patrick Taylor Jr., probably a nice guy, but he's not very effectual. For me, at this point, you find a way to play Jacob Cowing. And I know we had this discussion last week, and I don't know if he played any snaps, but
I think he did play some snaps.
I would take the guys who you know are going to be back and play them a little bit, or rather play them not at all and go ahead and see what you have in some other guys.
And you mean that this week? You mean Monday night?
Yeah. I don't care about the Lions. I don't care about what we owe to the NFL.
I'm less on that and more, again, the point that I made last week. I get where you're coming from. I get the whole draft position argument. I do think that it's a little hard to concoct that or get your hands on it and manipulate it. You go out there and you play the football game. You're the worst team next Monday night anyway. But if you're asking me if there's value in the idea of the players who you know are going to be core players on this team next year going out and starting to build more, whether it's muscle memory, whether it's chemistry, just play better football. Yes, I think there's value in that. No matter who wins or loses the game, you could do that next week and probably still lose.
I get that.
Because you're the worst team. But let's say they played a clean game and they went out there and they lost 27-24. Fine. I'm with you from the standpoint of like, I'm not married to wins. I am married, as usual, to process over result. I would like to see the 49ers take every opportunity to work on their process, because the current process isn't working.
But for me, it comes down to risk versus reward. And you're right. And the process of going out there and having Brock throw to Ricky Pearsall, and that might have been their best game together in terms of their connection. I know Ricky had a couple of bad penalties that eventually cost you some points. But as far as Ricky running routes and Brock finding him, looked like there's some progress. And so that's great. There is a reward in going out there and doing that. But for me, the risk is far greater. And if you really love Brock Purdy and you're going to sign him, and I think that they are, and I'm with you, they should sign him. We went through the exercise last week of teams that have a coach and a quarterback, and the Niners are one of 10, maybe 11 that have that. And so, yeah, you're going to sign him. And so if you're going to sign him and you want to keep him, then don't risk putting him out there in a game where you know your offensive line is going to get him absolutely demolished a lot of the time. You're not playing your left tackle, and now your left guard is hurt. Your center's not very good, and your right tackle's a turnstile. So you're going to put out your future $50 million quarterback behind that? No, thank you.
Well, I mean, they've been doing it all year long.
They've been playing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, but no, they weren't yesterday. I mean, by that logic,
you could have said at kickoff, let's yank them.
You know, again, I think it's a worthwhile risk. I think especially heading into the offseason, it's very, very unlikely. I don't want to, like, you know, again, knock on wood here, but what you're essentially saying is protect him from major, major catastrophic injury.
And it's happened.
Yep. It's football. Right. It's football. Hell, it can happen walking down the street, but I think that that's a worthwhile risk to take. Just my opinion. Marty is right where the Niners were yesterday in South Florida. Hey, Marty, thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, ma'am.
Hey, listen, man, listen. The first thing I want to say, Brock Purdy, a man of God, a man of faith, is amazing. Over the last 2 years, Brock Purdy has saved the 49ers organization from embarrassment with the Trey Lance situation. However, this year here, he has regressed. Brock Purdy cannot come from behind. He cannot come from behind. I believe the 49ers should give Brock Purdy $30 million for 2 years, $15 million a year.
I'm sorry we're laughing, Marty. Marty, if you said that to Brock and his agent right now, they would be gone from the room by the time you ended the sentence.
Same thing my brother said. But what I'm trying to tell you is this, brother. You're talking about a 7-round pick.
Yep.
Who has regressed. Let's see. Let's see next year in the offseason how many teams lining up to pay Brock Purdy.
They can't. He's under contract, Marty.
My point exactly. So if he want to hold out for $1 million, he hold out. And Kyle Shanahan... Kyle Shanahan is a better coach than Brock Purdy. If the 49ers don't win the Super Bowl in the next 3 or 4 years, Kyle Shanahan is gone.
Marty, let us go ahead and acknowledge your point, because I think that there are plenty of you who feel this way. But here's the question I've been wanting to ask all of you all day. What is it you would like to do at quarter? I hear everyone do this all day long. All day long. You can't pay him. Then what do you want to do? Because the scenario that you're building, this hardline stance, hey Brock, we're gonna insult you by offering you $15 million a year for 2 years. Idea,
30,
whatever,
30
Marty, whatever. It's insulting to him. That's just the reality of it. You don't have to think that,
yes, it is.
But he will. So the bottom line is, if you want to do that, he absolutely will hold out. And you get to play next year with no quarterback. So what do you want to do at quarterback if you don't want to sign Brock?
We played this year without a quarterback.
No, you didn't. You played with a quarterback who'd been...
Brock Purdy and the 49ers scored 0 points at home in the second half against the Arizona Cardinals.
Marty, you can be mad about this year all you want, but you played with a QB had been to 2 NFC title games in a row. And again, respectfully, I want you to answer the question. If you want to play hardball with Brock, who do you want to be your quarterback week one in September when it's not Brock?
Joshua Dobbs. After Nick Bosa salary increase, after Debo's salary increase, all these guys took a step back. Nick Bosa, you see Nick Bosa more with a mega hat than what he's doing on the field. He missed 3 games, obviously, but 3 sacks? This is the highest paid defensive player in the league.
Marty, I get your... Marty, thank you. A lot of people want to weigh in. I get the frustration. We can all acknowledge the frustration.
And we can talk about the regression if you want.
And we can.
He has regressed, but how far has he regressed?
And Josh Dobbs?
To me.
See, like, this
is... That's not the answer.
That's all. Those of you who want to play hard ball with Brock, okay. I'll meet you halfway. What do you want to do? A quarterback.
Well, and even
week
like,
one next year.
Forget week one. What do you want to do in March or in April when you have voluntary workouts?
There
if
you're
going to play hardball, and hardball this year ultimately meant you just.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just roll over in late August and September, and the player you played hardball with came in and he wasn't ready and then he got hurt. So hardball didn't necessarily work for you. So you can play hardball all you want, or you can overpay in the minds of some and get your quarterback in and start to rebuild this thing and get it back to where he was last year.
I agreed. And I also, like, I am divorcing myself from this damn number. Like, I this whole idea, this well, 50 is too much. 60 is way too much. I like 40. Based on what? Why is that okay? Like, I don't know what this number even means. Average annual value doesn't mean anything in the NFL. It's all funny money. You're watching it with Kirk Cousins right now. Oh, he got $180 million? No, he didn't. And the Falcons played it a weird way. And by the way, Penix looked awesome yesterday. So I'm actually sitting here telling you, my ears are open for the creativity. What's your answer at quarterback if you think Brock is, if it's offensive for him to get 50 or more, or whatever structure of the deal you want to make up, fine. What do you want to do at quarterback? Because I'm not down for sacrificing another season or two and just starting from scratch because we're angry with the way this year went.
Yeah, and you can talk about his regression, and he has regressed. Last year, he was top five in the league in MVP, and he had one of the 20 best seasons quarterback rating-wise in the history of the game. So, yes, he regressed. And how far has he regressed? Has he regressed to the point where you can't play him, you can't win with him? I don't think that that's the case. And then the other part of it, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds of the money and the contracts because people don't really want to hear it, but the Niners right now are number one in the league in salary cap space. They have saved money so that they can, quote, overpay for a quarterback that they like. And so whenever that number comes out and whatever the contract is, people are going to freak out over the average annual value.
Yep.
And you mentioned it, and we've talked a lot about it. It ultimately comes down to the structure, the signing bonus, the guaranteed number, and all the rest of it. They like the quarterback. They're going to pay the quarterback. So for me, all of this conversation around the team, it centers too much on that because they're sold on the guy, and they're not going to play hardball. They're going to sign the guy probably in February or March, and it's going to be done.
Yeah, and there is a way to structure it so that they can still maneuver and handle some of the other things they need to do. Like, the 49ers make mistakes, but they're not dumb at their core. They're not just like, well, we're hosed, so let's pay them all of our money, and too bad we don't have any money for any other players. This didn't jump on them. They've quite frankly known for a year and a half that they were going to need to get ready for this. They have. They're not dumb. They know they need new offensive linemen. They're aware, I think. I think they know. Look at Kyle's face and his gray beard. He knows. He knows that they need some new players in new spots. How about Michael and Lamore? Michael, thank you for the call. Happy holidays. What's up?
Merry Christmas, guys. I'm in no rush if I'm the 49ers to pay Brock Purdy. I am in the camp of letting him play out his final year of his rookie deal because of the history of the contracts that we signed in the past couple of seasons that have not given us a great return on the signings. Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk are examples, and we paid them big money. And if we go into next season rushing to pay Brock Purdy and he gets injured week one, then what happens?
So, Michael, what happens if he says, which I think he will, no, I'm not playing?
Then you have a contingency plan in place and you sign a veteran quarterback, or you go to the draft and draft a quarterback.
Well, the draft
competition brings out the best. Competition brings out the best in quarterbacks. I know you know the draft is a crapshoot, but that's the route you have to go. That is the emergency plan you have to go. Brock Purdy is not worth $50 million, not worth $60 million, not worth $40 million, not worth $20 million. Brock Purdy is not the reason why we went to two NFC games. He is not the reason why we went to the Super Bowl. The team around him was. Why can't you guys see that?
Because he's a huge part of that team, Michael. Why can't you see that? Like, to say that Brock Purdy is simply a concoction of what's around him, large portions of what was around him have been around the 49ers for some time. I know that there was the addition of Christian. There was the addition of Christian McCaffrey. But you're not arguing that Brock is no better than the quarterbacks who were there before him, are you?
No, I'm not arguing that at all. But
okay,
I'm saying that
then
he is not the exact. He is not the sole reason why we went to the NFC game. It was the players around him.
I believe him to be a very big one, and I've heard many a 49er player say that. Fred Warner can't stop saying that he's the reason we have a chance. He said it after every game last year.
I strongly disagree with that statement. That's kind of just a player being in the same building as the other player. Of course they're going to say that.
Michael, you know what? I think smart people can have varying opinions. Thank you for the call. I don't know how the hell you can go to two NFC title games in a row and say that the guy that has the ball in his hands on every single play is not one of the major reasons why. I don't know how you can feel that way.
For me, I guess you can. The best way to dissolve this discussion down is forget the money. Do you want Brock Purdy to still be quarterback or not? Because the money ultimately doesn't matter. They saved money under the cap so that they could pay him what they need to pay him. The structure will be different than a fully guaranteed Deshaun Watson contract. So for me, it's not even about is he worth 60 or 50. And Michael actually said that. He said he's not even worth 20. So if you don't think that he's worth 20,
which he really is. You're
really saying is that you don't want Brock Purdy to be the quarterback.
Yeah,
and if that's the case, you're allowed to feel that. I don't think that the Niners agree with that sentiment. And so for me, it's not about is he worth 60? Because if you don't think he's worth 60, fine. If you don't think he's worth 50, whatever. If you don't think he's worth anything, that's different for me because it doesn't matter what we all think that he is, quote, worth. The market for starting quarterback is at a certain level.
Of course.
And the team has saved so much money under the cap that if they value him and they want to keep him, they're not going to lowball him and pay him 2 years for $30 million and $15 million apiece.
He wouldn't even have the conversation. No, it's very well said what you just said, because if you don't want him to be your quarterback, okay. Like, we're going to, even though we disagree with you, ears are open.
Yeah, Joshua Dobbs.
But I can't, what I have not been able to access is somebody having a reasonable next move. Like, even what Michael just said was, well, if he won't show up, or if he won't acquiesce to these demands, then you address it in the draft. Draft will already be over. The draft's already over by then. And what? You're really suggesting you want a rookie, an unknown rookie, to quarterback this team next year? And if you're suggesting that, as we've also talked about, I know some of you might say, hey, go try to get Sam Darnold in the offseason. All right. I think that's an interesting conversation based on the fact that he was literally here and worse than Brock last year, but fine. If we want to have that conversation, understand that financially, those things that you want addressed, that offensive line, that defensive line, become markedly harder next year because Brock's number next year will be way less than what it would be for Sam or Kirk or any of these other ideas who are out there.
Because Brock's number won't be greater than 10, even if they sign him, because that's what the signing bonus would be.
Correct.
It would be prorated in there. And, you know, Sam's probably going to get 3 and 100 from somebody, or he'll get franchised. So if you want Sam, do you think, is Sam worth $30 million? And if you think so, somehow Brock is not worth $30 million, a guy who's been in the system, a guy who's won in the system, that to me becomes a non-starter. And miss me with the whole idea of going into the draft and finding a quarterback, because it's very rare when you find a quarterback outside the first round who comes in and does well, let alone a seventh rounder. And we've all talked about all the needs that they have. You can't draft a quarterback in the first round and think you're going to get a tackle in the second round, because the good tackles go early.
Is it Jaime or Jamie in San Pablo?
It's Jaime.
It's Jaime.
Jaime.
Yeah. He doubted me, Jaime. I didn't even see the board.
I didn't. I just had a blank stare because I didn't know. Hi, Jaime. Thanks for calling.
What's up? Your name.
Hey, so I want to say this. I think Purdy deserves a 50-plus mil. What he's done in the past 3 years, what he did for the team, to get the team out of that big problem of Trey Lance, and if that wasn't going to work, they were talking about Kirk Cousins coming in for Lance. How is that working out? How is Cousins working out in Atlanta? So, I mean, all these people saying that Purdy isn't the guy, he literally won the game against the Packers in Detroit with his legs. Yeah, he threw that ball overthrew a Uke, but his legs got us the win against Green Bay and Detroit. And if I'm not mistaken, our quarterback before him, threw 6 times against Green Bay in a divisional? Do people not remember that?
8 times, yeah. 8 times, Jaime.
I mean, it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Niner fans sometimes can be the worst fans. And I'm a Niner fan. I'm a diehard fan. But it's embarrassing how sometimes our fans overreact to one bad season. The kid, he's done great things. He has. He's done bad things. But it's like, come on. Give the kid a break. He put us in a situation where we didn't think we were going to be with Jimmy, with Trey. Oh, my God, what's going to happen? And then here he comes. It's like, give the kid a break. Who else are you going to go after? Who, like you said, they say it's like the Shanahan thing. Fire Shanahan. Okay, who are you going to bring in?
Jaime?
I mean, people just speak just to speak.
Yeah, Jaime, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I don't quite understand it when you look around the league at who makes $50 million and who makes $55 million. All I hear is people go, he's not Joe, he's not Lamar, he's not Josh, he's not Pat. Is he Jared Goff? Is he Tua? Is he those guys or no?
Well, to me, it doesn't even matter. It just matters who is he to you. And if he is a guy to you that you feel like can run your system and you can win with him, then it doesn't matter ultimately what the amount is. It's a yes or no proposition. Either you like him or you don't like him. And if you do like him, then you pay him. And you're not going to be able to, well, we like you. You were a seventh rounder. You had a bad year. We're going to give you 4 years and $100 million, $25 million a year, because that's what we feel like coming off a bad year. The market is the market, which is why you paid Brandon Ayuk $30 million, because the market for top wide receivers, and you thought that he was one, and maybe if he didn't get hurt, he might have been one. That's what the market bore out, and so that's what you ended up having to pay him.
888-957-9570. We'll keep talking this out. I'm stunned at how many people just flat out almost seem like offended by the guy's presence after the experience we've had the last 3 years. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking, no compromises, sponsored by Beria Fast Track. We're taking your calls, and damn it, we're going to have a happy holiday on Willard and Dibbs.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.